Log Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is 8:30 Central Time, and I am broadcasting live from a secret location somewhere in the depths of Wisconsin. Where I am, only me, myself, and I know. But before we get started, here's a little song while I sort out some interesting things.
Consistency, but when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you'll just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Before I get started on tonight's show, I just want to send out all my love to somebody who is very special to me, who today is mourning the last, well, the one-year angelversary of their beloved little girl, Anna. So the person knows who they are. I'm not going to mention any names. I know they're listening. But I'm sending you all my love, as always, and can't wait to see you again. So with that being said, we're going to move swiftly on. Those of you who don't know me by now, where have you been? You must be literally living in a cave somewhere. But you will know that my partner in crime, who can never do anything small, Maggie, has just put it on a rubbish sale over the next few days to help raise money for Maddie's memory again. Now, let me tell you this. When any normal person does a rummage sale, yeah, as Ms. D just said, they normally go small. Or you just sort out your cupboards. You just like, you know, you just sort out your cupboards and you find, you know, the plates, you know, and you find a few plates. And you find, like, the clothes that your kids don't wear anymore and all this lot. Most normal people don't go up to fundraising rummage sales and buy out the entire stock that's left over for us to do a rummage sale. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this. Average rummage sale, you'll go there. You'll have maybe one VCR. We're fine. You may have, you know, probably 10 glasses. We have 10 dozen. As for cuddly toys and children's stuff, just come to us if you're looking for Christmas gifts. And I'm not serious, though. So there's a whole bunch of Disney toys that still have the tags on. There's ones from Finding Nemo. There's some Mickey Mouse ones, Winnie the Pooh, etc. But we could open up our own new to you kids. You've got kids who you're wishing would leave home? Bring them over. Come and sit out their kitchen, their living room. We haven't got a kitchen sink, but I think that's because we haven't finished getting to the back of the shed yet. I'm sure we will find one. But the rummage sale actually starts. We're setting up today and tomorrow, but if you swing by tomorrow, you know, we're not going to turn your money down. But the main thing is going to be Friday and Saturday from 9 in the morning until you see us asleep. And if we're asleep, grab what you want, leave some money in the jar and be on your way. We're hoping to, you know, be able to raise a really good amount. We had a really good success last year, and we're hoping that we can equal it this year. We will see what happens. None of our items actually are going to have prices on them. If you see something and you've only got 50 cents on you, we'll take your 50 cents. If you've got something and you want to give us 10 bucks, yeah, we'll take that 10 bucks. We're going to be in Mount Pleasant off of Old Spring Street. More details, if you follow me on Facebook, will be posted over the next couple of days. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some success. Hopefully. If not, I'll be sunburnt outside. As Miss D said, come on out to Jim's Garage. Big Jim's Garage, walking in on Oxford Street. Follow the sign.
We need a cheesy tune to blend off.
Oh, Lord.
But anywho, last year it was a really good, you know, it was a big success, and we're hoping for the same this year. You know, maybe if you ask really nicely, we can always do a deal with, you know, we'll give you a plastic bag. You fill it up what you want with for a couple of bucks or so. You know, come and talk to us. We don't bite. Well, Maggie does, but I do. I bite people frequently. I mean, you can ask anybody I know. They're still too long. Your face starts to look like a hamburger. Your arms start to look like chicken wings. I'm in there. But anyway,
you know, we do have a lot of stuff, in all seriousness. We actually have a foosball table.
Hello. You may actually be able to recreate the World Cup. I will challenge anybody. If you want to challenge me to a foosball game, $1 a game. We'll have some fun. If you see a crazy woman there with, like, short, dark, brown, reddish hair, the glasses, you stand over your money, I'm telling you right now, because she'll just come after you. You're leaving with something. I'm not joking. I'll end up paying for miles. I'll be handing over my own money to myself, you know, sooner or later. But, no, we always have a good time, and you know, part of the fun of doing it is that I do get to spend time with my best friend, which is wonderful. So I'll growl at him too, dogs. So I'm going to play us
a little song, and we will be back in a minute.
I need a gangster to love me better than all the others do, to always forgive me, ride or die with me. That's just what gangsters do. I'm fucked up, I'm blue, I'm built for all the abuse. I got secrets that nobody, nobody, nobody knows. I'm good on that pussy shit. I don't want what I can get. I want someone with secrets that nobody knows.
My little fluffy butts, we are actually back. It's 8:43 Central Time. What other time is around the world? We don't get this.
No?
I'd just like to say that the Chinese food this season was off the hook. I have not had Chinese food in like months. In fact, probably the last time I had Chinese food was the last time I was over here and Chinese food was ordered. Mainly because the Chinese ground by me is not very good. And I'm not joking when I say this, animals gone missing by me. So it's really quite ridiculous. But the Chinese food was off the hook. It was amazing. And kudos to all the Chinese people who make it. Because that stuff is just phenomenal. I'm actually having a cup of tea because my friends are really wonderful here and have English tea available. I mean, it's the only way to drink tea, let's be perfectly honest. But what I'm going on to a few things is that for those of you who are in Wisconsin, we had a story happen yesterday where a gas main exploded. And I think it just shows like the sheer power and danger of gas. It's one of those, to me, I've always been scared of gas, and this is for a particular reason. I was about 8 years old. I lived in what you call over here a duplex, and the woman below us had no sense of smell, insisted on having a gas oven. It was Easter weekend, and she left her gas oven on, one of the burners, but it wasn't lit. So obviously her house started, her part of the duplex started to fill up with gas, and she lit a cigarette, causing an explosion. The explosion didn't wake me up. What woke me up was my dad coming into my bedroom and trying to wake me up and saying, Hazel, you got to put on your shoes, you got to go to your nan's. My response was, okay, went back to sleep. Came back in again, Hazel, you need to get your clothes on and put your shoes on, you got to go to your nan's. There's an emergency. I still didn't listen, I went back to sleep. He came in a third time and grabbed me and said, Hazel, the house is on fire, you have to leave. So where we were the upstairs floor of the duplex, and we had a wooden porch, and flames were like shooting in front of that. And I remember him literally running me through then to my nan, who wrapped me in her coat and took me to her house. And her house was the equivalent of like three blocks from where we lived. And since then, I've had a healthy respect for fire, know the dangers of it, but also on top of that, have always been very wary in regards to gas. You know, when I've bought appliances in the past, they've always been electric, except for my last house and where I am now, we actually have gas oven. And it's still, I'm the one who goes around at the end of the night and checks to make sure all the gas is turned off properly. I've never had gas, what's it called, dryer, because as I say, it scares me a little bit about it. But yesterday, yesterday a contractor hit a gas main and caused this massive explosion. Sadly, one firefighter died in that explosion. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. And the devastation, it seriously looks like a war zone. If you didn't know better from seeing the footage and the photos and the video, you could seriously think that you were in a war zone. And it's scary. It really is. But it also tells me as well that a lot of these contractors aren't paying attention to, where certain lines and stuff are. And, there is Diggers Hotline. The Diggers Hotline is a phenomenal service that you can get hold of, and they will come out and they will tell you, okay, this is where certain lines are. Be careful. If you are a contractor, that should be your first point of call for any job, is finding out where gas lines are, where electric lines are, where water lines are, all those sorts of, because, fire and flood are very, we've seen the results. You don't even need to be told. The results of them are horrendous, and, it costs people their lives. It puts our emergency service personnel in danger themselves. I mean, God bless them, as they say, they're the ones who rush in as everybody else is rushing out. And I think we forget at times the sheer volume of damage that can be done. My mom, I think I've mentioned it before, is a fire safety officer in England. So she gets the reports from the different fire departments in the area about, inspections that have been done. She's the one who writes up the warnings and to shut places down, that type of thing. And, some of the things that she said that she has witnessed and written up the reports are quite horrifying, especially the people who start fires on purpose, the arsonists. And she said she didn't realize just how many people actually setting fire to their own buildings to get insurance money. And she says some people are getting more and more, what's the word I want to use for it? They're getting more and more elusive in the sense of being able to press charges against them. They're getting creative with how they set these fires and do this, sort of thing. And there's a renowned guy in England, in the southeast where I'm from, who he would buy up properties, and when he would go through and do inspections, he would fail his inspections. So they would do it again, and they would try again, and they would try again. And my mom was telling me that out of the properties that he owns, 65% of fires that are suspicious. There's a big arcade in England that is slightly different to over here. Arcades in England have like video games, but they also have pool tables and slot machines and all that type of stuff. And he owned one of them, and he could not bring that building up to code. He just refused to do some of the major things. And some of those things were simple things like do not block the emergency exit. And he would keep them chained up and locked and, you know, a bunch of other things as well. And that was one of the properties that went up in flames. He owned nightclubs as well. And if you, those of you remember in London last year, there was a massive fire at a tower block that caused the death of a bunch of people. That was one of his properties. So, you know, it's a little suspect. And, you know, these firefighters and emergency personnel did such a phenomenal job in trying to make sure, you know, as few lives are lost as possible. And they do go into situations that, you know, most of us, you know, would be running away from. 9/11 was a prime example of that. So, you know, people really do need to be careful. Yes, accidents happen. Sometimes accidents cannot be avoided. But in general, a lot of things are just made from just ignorance and not, you know, not watching what you're supposed to be doing. So on that note, we're going to play another song, but I've got to find it. And we will be back, and shortly, hopefully, we'll have somebody calling in.
You will remember me, remember me. My sins are in the dust. Okay, we are back. So I was hoping that AJ would have actually called in by now. I did ask him to, but I think he's probably sleeping. But we shall soon find out, because I shall keep, you know, keep looking at our callers. The good thing is that, you know, when he does decide to call in, we're going to have a chat about a couple of things that's going on. We've got UFC, the deal's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks right now, and a few other things, so I'll just keep an eye out for him. I did tell him 9 o'clock, and I guess I'm a little bit too early, but, you know, we'll soon see. There's a pleasant aroma of cheese pizza floating around the kitchen right now. I'm stuffed from Chinese food, but I smell a cheese pizza, I'm telling you right now, I just hit. That always does it. Gotcha. That dog will be like, you know, give me pizza. But, anyway, so as those of you know, the trade season is on in full swing right now for all teams in the NBA. The Summer League started last week. Bucks actually won their first game, I believe, and lost their second. I'm not entirely sure when their next game is, and that's really bad for me. I should really know this stuff. So let me look it up quickly. Let's see. Milwaukee. Oh, that didn't even talk. There we go. So hopefully, you know, this the Bucks season and everything for the Summer League is just basically a way for coaches and the staff and everything to see what's going on with them. I was just reading something about Dante DiVincenzo. Bring that up. Yeah, the Summer League basically is a chance for the coaches and everything just to see what's going on, you know, with certain players. The rookies always have to play, so do second-year players. The rest of it is kind of like hit and miss. And I'm just trying to bring it up, but I really hate that my whole computer decided to switch out my search engine from Google to Yahoo. So let me bring Google up. Like that, we stop for a couple of minutes and then like, okay, carry on. A lot of times they put also the ones who are up for possible trade. And just to see, you know, what's going on with them. And because especially, I don't think they've got Jabari Parker there this year, but I'm actually quite surprised, and there is a possibility that that is what could happen. But he reportedly has, you know, unfollowed the Bucks on all social media and blocked a bunch of the other players as well. And he is pretty unhappy, as he is one of the players who could be, what's it called, traded, basically at any time. The Bucks are 1-2. I'm just trying to see who they got next. They play the Spurs next on Thursday evening. All of these games are actually coming out of Las Vegas. There were some that were coming out of other places, but the main Summer League is out of Vegas. I'm just trying to see here. Not much they've got saying going on except for the Bucks play San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night. The thing is with, you know, in regards to the whole Jabari Parker situation is that he got injured his rookie season. He came back. He got injured again last season. And so he hasn't actually played a full season yet with the Bucks. So it's really hard to tell what type of player he is. Now, all the teams are actually under a salary cap, so they do have to make some cuts and bring in other players if they want to be able to stand a chance at the championship. And unfortunately, Jabari Parker has turned into one of those players where a lot of people, you know, really don't want to see him there. And it's kind of sad in a way because he has not played a full season. So what skills and talents he actually has is really, you know, not to be known right now. Hopefully that he will stay with the Bucks and prove to be a good player who did get some play time at the end of last season. It wasn't as much as, you know, many of us had hoped, but, you know, sadly that's something that is to be expected. You know, when somebody is injured like that, you really don't have much choice but to put them on limited roster. So give me 1 minute because I do believe this is somebody extremely sexy and handsome on the line with me. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, did you... Oh, good grief. Did you hear what I was saying about Jabari?
No, I didn't, but before you go on, normally it'll say, like, unmuted and stuff like that. It didn't even say that, but, no, I did not hear anything about Jabari.
No, what I was basically saying is that it seems like he's very unhappy right now because he is one of the players who is on the possible roster for being traded, and that he's shown his displeasure by apparently unfollowing the Milwaukee Bucks and a bunch of the other Bucks players. No, saying in a way, to me, it's a shame because he hasn't been able to play a full season, so we really haven't seen him at the top of his game. And
right.
I think, in my opinion, I think the Bucks need to keep him on for at least this upcoming season just to see what he can do at full health and, you know, is he going to be good? Is he going to be what they expected? Because we did see him play a few games last season. But it wasn't really enough because being the injuries and everything that he had, they were being very careful with his comeback.
Right. And one of the things is like, they gave him, like, a qualifying offer, although it's not much, but it's like, although the salary cap, you know, went up a bit this coming season, but teams are starting to be like, okay, I need to, like, not overspend and stuff like that, where, like, ever since, like, the cap went up, like, a lot of teams been overspending, overpaying, and things like that, including the Bucks.
Right. Got it. Speaking of Bucks
That's
players.
Just like... Right, and it's like, that's what the teams are starting to, you know, realize and starting to watch out for, that they don't try to spend a lot of money so they won't go over the cap and not have to, you know, pay the luxury tax, which I can
right.
understand that. And that's why you see, like, some of these players, like, got Brook Lopez for like $3.4 million for a year, or like the Wizards got Dwight Howard for $5.4 million for a year, although the Nets have brought him out. And I hate to say it, but yeah, DeMarcus Cousins was $5.4 million for 1 year.
Well, and you can't blame these teams really in a way because, you know, with so many injuries and so many, like, players getting, you know, their little stroppy attitudes and everything, you know, it's at times it's not in their best interest to, you know, sign long contracts. We've seen how that's fallen through. You know, we've seen how people get disheartened and want to leave right away.
Right.
So what are your thoughts in regards to, you know, what's going to be coming up this upcoming season? I mean, do you think we're going to see any more trades? Do you think we're, you know, going to pull in more players? What are your thoughts?
So, like, this offseason, because I'm saying the Summer's League playoffs is about to start, and they're probably going to see, like, how some of their, you know, some of that Summer League roster is going to be doing. And I guess that's one of the things they're going to decide is, like, should they bring somebody from the summer league to play with the team
right.
this coming season. But I guess it all depends on how they do. There's some of them that done pretty good, and some of them did okay, and the rest of them just did, like, meh. So I think right now they're just waiting on see how the summer league ends up. Then maybe more moves will be done, or they'll just, like, maybe moves during, like, a little bit before the season starts. But
right, and I mean, it's a tough one because there are so many free agents available right now. But in regards to also that, there's, as you said, there's the salary cap before you have to start paying the luxury tax. And I think that's one
right.
thing that the Bucks are really hoping to avoid. They know that they've got, you know, a fairly decent team, and they know that they can make their team better. But it's a case of what cost is that? I mean, do you go into the luxury tax league, or do you, you know, get rid of some of the players who you feel haven't performed like they should?
Well, yeah, there are, like, I know there's, like, some teams that want to get rid of some players that have been underperforming, and maybe they'll be a better fit for a different team. Just like the same thing with the Bucks, you know, you have, like, John Henson did, like, okay last season, but he's not good enough for what they need at the center position. And he hasn't been improving much ever since they gave him that extension. So yeah, I do see, like, there are some people they might want to trade and get rid of. But I think, like, if they're going to do any trades, it may be just after the summer league, or if not, it's just going to slow down and maybe pick up a little bit next month. Then probably just do something in September before they start, you know, their practices and stuff. Or I forgot what they call it when they...
I'm bringing up now the Summer League roster because we do play the Spurs tomorrow evening. But this is the Milwaukee Bucks Summer League roster. And tell me what you think. And I'm just going to read, you know, some of the things out of them. These first three were players who were up for the NBA draft but who were undrafted. And that was Jordan Barnett, Trey Bell Haynes, and James Blackman Jr. Then you have, actually there's, so then next you've got a 2017 second round pick for the Philadelphia Sixers, which was Sterling Brown. Obviously he's there because, as you said, he's a rookie, so he has to play. Then you've got DJ Conley.
Well, I was gonna say, like, they have, like, people that play there that was gonna be their rookie year or their second year, or going to be their second year this coming season. They have them play. Sometimes they'll get a little leeway and have, if a person, if it's, like, going to be their third year, they'll let them play too. So
well,
it just all depends. Or sometimes.
I'm looking at the roster right now, and they have two players who were out of the 2015 draft, which was Travis Trice and Christian Wood, and they were both undrafted in the 2015 NBA draft. The other ones they have, they've got Tim Quarterman, who was a 2016 undrafted from the NBA, and they have Perry Ellis from the same year. The rest of them are all 2017
2018
picks.
Oh, wow.
But with the those, though, this is the thing. There's only, out of all of those players who are playing, and there is, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 players who are on the Summer League roster. And out of those players, it's only Sterling Brown, the pick this year for us, Dante, and DJ Wilson, who are the only three who were actually drafted at some point. The rest of them are all undrafted in their, you know, particular year of the NBA.
Right, and that's just, like, their opportunity for, like, for them to prove themselves, like how good they can be or how bad they're going to be, or just overall just trying to just see like how the how it goes. But for the ones that's undrafted and stuff, they have opportunities like maybe to play in their development league, which I know they're going to add two more teams this year.
And
I know like there's...
I'm actually looking right now also at the standings so far for the Summer League. And out of all 30 teams who are participating, we are actually 22nd. But there's, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 6, 7, 8, 9. Out of those teams, 10 of them have the same standing as we do.
Right, not surprised.
And it's only the Houston Rockets who are 4-0 right now. Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers, Phoenix Suns, and the Portland Trailblazers are all 3-0. But as we say, the Summer League isn't like the regular season. This is mainly just let's see how the players are doing. Let's see where they need to improve. Let's see if we want to sign any of these players, you know. As we know from, what's his name, Lorenzo Ball's father and everything and his brother.
Oh, Lonzo Ball,
you're
yeah.
You're invited to play, you know, at the Summer League. It doesn't mean you're going to be signed on for that team. You're just being invited to play because that team may be showing interest in you. And a lot rides on that. A lot comes out as to whether or not, you know, you do get signed or, you know, you get the thanks but no thanks. Good luck in your future endeavors.
Right. Yeah, the funny thing about LiAngelo Ball is, like, I know they now got him playing in his father's league, the JBA league. And,
right.
Like, right now, I don't know how good he's doing or anything like that right now, but maybe he'll probably end up doing that if no team pick him up by around September.
The JBA
league? I know he's JBA league.
JBA league? Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to bring that up. Give me 1 minute. Let me see. JBA basketball league. Let's have a look. Trying to bring it up, I'm getting like the run around. Here we go. I'm just trying to see. There's like a whole bunch of teams, but I'm trying to see the dates of the different scores, and it's like all over the place. It really is. It's really hard to make out. But I do see it here, and I don't know how many teams they actually have. Let me have a look. Oh, they don't have many teams at all. They have Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, Chicago, Seattle, and Atlanta.
Yeah, that's about like six
that's
or eight teams or something like that.
It's eight teams. It's the Los Angeles Ballers, the New York Ballers, the Houston Ballers, Chicago Ballers, Dallas Ballers, Philadelphia Ballers, Seattle Ballers, and Atlanta Ballers. Do you see a trend following here?
Oh, my God. I didn't know all the teams was like had the name, you know, Ballers. Like, seriously?
Right.
Couldn't come up with anything original?
You know? But then that's, you know, his entire ego, isn't it? So.
Yeah, and that's why the JBA league ain't doing so good in ticket sales right now. I know that's one of the reasons.
Seriously, would you really want to put your money in his pocket?
Right.
But, okay, I'm going to play a quick song and we're going to be right back, okay?
Okay.
on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Ooh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention.
Another big news came out this week for Milwaukee, and that is December, USC is going to be coming to the Entertainment District. I don't think USC has been there in Milwaukee for quite a few years, has it?
Yeah, it's been a few years since the last time they was there.
So what are your thoughts in regards to, you know, them getting things like USC and everything at the Entertainment District? Do you think this is going to be a step in seeing a lot more events and a lot more, world-renowned things coming this way?
Well, I think it's like the best is yet to come. Although you got all this great stuff, like these concerts starting in September and all these, like, Kevin Hart stand-up show going on, or the concert they just announced, the 21 Pilots concert. And like you said, with the UFC in December, it's like sort of a beginning. And also,
right, we're going to see a lot more events like that coming into, Milwaukee, I think. And, we're going to see a lot more revenue coming this way. And that's a good thing because, you know, we do have a pretty decent city once, you know, when things are up and running. You know, and there's so many opportunities downtown Milwaukee that I think are being overlooked right now. But I do think that once the arena's up and running, we're going to see a lot more, you know, events heading this way. What would you like to see happen down there?
What would I like to see down there? There may be like a few concerts, like some big names come in. I would like to see that. And like, also, although I'm like a wrestling fan, I would like to see one of the big four pay-per-views happen there.
That would actually be really good, especially see, you know, some pay-per-views come to the area. It would be fun, for sure.
Exactly. And, like, of course, like, you have, like, one of the big four pay-per-views, at least, like, either the Royal Rumble or Survivor Series or SummerSlam. It would be, like, a huge, like, moneymaker that may be set up for, like, maybe having WrestleMania at Miller Park.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if we ended up with something like SummerSlam down at the Entertainment District, especially with everything that is being built down there, there's enough places for it to be, you know, be something pretty amazing.
Right. And like a lot of stuff adding, like what you told me like earlier this week, they adding a Chick-fil-A in the new arena. Which,
right.
I guess like, I guess there's like a good thing and a bad thing. I guess the only bad thing is, like, I understand, like, the owner wants to, like, close it on Sundays, but I can understand, like, why he wants it closed on Sunday and all that.
Right. And the thing is, you know, as those people are, like, listening and everything, I don't think they realize is that, you know, the Entertainment District isn't just the new arena. There is, you know, other buildings that are going to be coming up, they're going to have bars and restaurants and such. Like, so a lot of things like if events did go on, such as, you know, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, there would be so much outdoor stuff that would be available to do as well. That it would be really amazing. You still have the Wisconsin Center downtown as well, where you'd be able to probably set up a bunch of meet and greets.
Right. Yeah, and I know they're trying to do some, like, improvements to that. But I guess it's, like, all about timing with them. It's, like, when they're going to do it or how they're going to do it. But I can't
wait
for that. And also, like, from what I'm hearing, that there was some interest in that, like, Boston store area in the Grand Avenue. There was some interest that's in there. I don't know, like, who, but they said it was maybe, like, some people that was interested in buying there. Maybe, like, putting, like, a store in there or whatever.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of things that are
going
to be coming up. There's so much stuff that's coming up and so many things that we're seeing that it's going to prove really interesting over the following, you know, months and also the following couple of years just to see what direction everything's going to head in.
Well, I just hope, like, everything, you know, wherever they're building around there, at least be done by, like, 2020. Reason I say, like, 2020 is because, like, you know, they have the NCAA going to go on there in 2020. And maybe, like,
right.
They have, like, some big stuff, like, coming in 2020 and 2021. So I'm just hoping, like, whatever is left to be built in that area, it will be built.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest this evening. We've only got a couple of minutes left on the show, so I'm going to play us out with a song. And, you know, your show is on, is it Friday that you have your show?
Well, tomorrow is my show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Then we got the special of WFSO Fan View, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Just days before we're going to talk about, you know, the pay-per-view and other wrestling stuff. So that's those two going on tomorrow and Friday.
All right. Well, stay by your phone, Trail, because I'm going to be giving you a call as soon as we get off the air. And as I say, thanks again for calling in, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye. So we're just going to play out with a song right now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You'll be able to hear me next week, same time, probably a different location, but we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Tell me who's